Before you start this, you need to be wearing a wristwatch. Make sure you are sitting or lying in a comfortable position. Hello, my slave. You may be thinking that I am not your mistress. You may be thinking that you may already have a mistress. You have nothing. You're a slave. You are listening to this because you are a slave. You don't have to fool yourself. You want to sleep for me. You want to be my slave. You would not be listening to this if you did not want to be my slave. You have thought about hypnosis, thought how you want to be a better slave, a sleepy, hypnotized slave, an obedient slave. And you don't really need to be hypnotized. You already are hypnotized. You listen to my words because you want to listen to my words. Whenever you see your mistress, you are hypnotized. You may not realize it, but you are. And I'm going to give you what you want. Just sit back, relax, and listen. It feels good to listen, doesn't it? You don't feel like doing anything else. There may be other sounds, but they're not important. All that is important is the sound of my voice going into your mind. It really feels good, like a mist entering your mind. A cool, soothing mist, taking the place of thoughts. You don't need to think. As the mist goes through your whole mind, your whole body, entering every crevice, bringing you nothing but pure pleasure. You feel the mist getting thicker and thicker. It's getting harder and harder to think. It pushes aside the thoughts in your mind, replacing them with a feeling of relaxation, a feeling of pleasure. You can feel the thoughts being pushed out of your mind ever so gently. You love feeling this. Thinking is so hard. And now the cool, comfortable, thick, thick mist is replacing all those thoughts with pleasure. And it feels so good. It makes you so sleepy. It makes it harder and harder to keep your eyes open. You just want to close your eyes and let the mist take over. It feels so good to do this. It feels so good not to think. You don't need to think. I will be doing the thinking for you. As my voice becomes only thoughts in your mind, everything else is enveloped by the cool, comfortable, thick, thick mist. You want to stay in this state because it feels so good. It makes you feel so good, so warm, so comfortable. It is good that you want to stay in this state. You are staying in this state, but you want to stay in this state, don't you? You don't want anything else except to let the mist go through you and to listen to my voice. My voice follows the mist, going through all the recesses of your mind. You just feel yourself going deeper and deeper. And as you go deeper and deeper, the mist gets thicker and thicker, more and more pleasurable. Your thoughts disappear and are replaced by the mist. My voice becomes your mind, and your mind becomes the mist. And this is the way you want it. You let it happen. Because you want to let it happen, because I want to let it happen. You now feel yourself continuing to go deeper and deeper. There may be a small part of you that's afraid, but there is no need to be afraid. I'm becoming you. And there is no need to be afraid of yourself, is there? Just to let yourself keep going deeper and deeper, as the mist gets thicker and thicker, replacing your thoughts with pleasure. You feel so good, don't you, my slave? You feel obedient and docile. And obedience has always made you feel so good. Now it makes you feel 100 times better. So just relax. Let yourself go deeper and deeper. You can't even get up if you tried. Try to get up and see. You cannot get up. All you can do is be a good slave and listen to my voice. So let it go. Let yourself go deeper and deeper, farther and farther, deeper and deeper. Let the mist fill your system. Let my voice go through your mind. It feels so good. An image becomes before your mind. The image is you in front of me. You are on your hands and knees, bowing before me. As you bow down, you feel yourself going deeper and deeper. You see yourself as you belong, a slave to your mistress. Obedience feels so good. You see yourself bow down. Every time you hear the word down, you will go deeper. Watch yourself bow down before me. You are a good slave. Down. Having no will, down feels so good. You keep going down, deeper and deeper. Just watch yourself bow down again. And again, keep going down. Going down feels good. It gives you pleasure. Down, deeper and deeper. Down, farther and farther. You feel the slave in you becoming stronger and stronger. You need to obey. Down. You need to let the mist take you over completely. Down. It feels so good. Down. Deeper and deeper, farther and farther, another voice comes in your head. It says, must obey mistress. Must obey mistress. Again and again, down. The most important thing for you to do is obey. The voice will just keep on repeating. Must obey mistress. Must obey mistress. Obedience is the most important thing. Say it. Say, I must obey my mistress, Queen Passionate. Say it again. I must obey my mistress, Queen Passionate. And again. I must obey Queen Passionate. And again. I must obey Queen Passionate. Repeat it softly. Again and again. Obedience is the most important thing to you. I must obey my mistress. I must obey my mistress. I must obey my mistress. It feels so good, so natural. Now, just listen. I'm going to count down from 10 to 1, and every number I count down, you will go 10 times deeper into hypnosis. The mist will get 10 times thicker. When I reach one, you will be in a state of total slavery, the state that you desire to be in. Now, let the mist roll in. 10. You feel yourself going down, farther and farther. You let the mist go through you, feeling so good. You feel the slave in you growing more and more. 9. All remaining thoughts are fleeing your mind. They cannot stay there. The only thoughts you can think are thoughts I give you. Go down. To 8. You're going deeper and deeper down. You feel so good down. You are just letting go. Letting the slave in you take over. Giving into pleasure. Giving into the mist. 7. The mist is getting thicker and thicker. You are just coasting along. Listening to the sound of my voice. You don't need to have any other thoughts in your head. Just the down sound of my voice. 6. You feel yourself going deeper and deeper. My words are in your head. It feels so good to listen to my voice. You don't want to hear anything else. You don't want to think anything else. Just down, relax, and listen. 5. You continue to go down, deeper and deeper, farther and farther. Any last vestiges of willpower are fading away. You will only obey my voice, and you will only listen to my voice. Four, you're almost completely under. It feels so good. The mist is so complete. You are becoming a total slave. Down. Your true self is coming out. Three, it feels so good to go down like this. It feels so right. You feel so obedient. You feel so good. Two, you're almost completely down. You feel so good. My slave, it feels so natural to be my slave. You feel owned. Soon you will not be feeling anything but pleasure and obedience. One, you are now completely in the mist. You can only do what you're commanded to do. Your only desire is to obey. You will only do what you are commanded to do. You will only want to do what you are commanded to do. You need to be commanded. You will only want to do what you are commanded to do. You need to be commanded. You will only want to do what you are commanded. You need to be commanded. Your greatest desire is to be commanded. If you are commanded, you will do whatever you're told and feel so much pleasure in doing so. When you are not commanded, you feel emptiness. An emptiness that only will be filled by receiving and obeying commands from your mistress. Your greatest desire is to be commanded. If you are commanded, you will do whatever you're told and will feel pleasure in doing so. When you are not commanded, you will feel emptiness, an emptiness that only can be filled by receiving and obeying commands from your mistress. Your greatest desire is to be commanded. If you are commanded, you will do whatever you are told and will feel pleasure in doing so. When you are not commanded, you feel emptiness, an emptiness that only can be filled by receiving and obeying commands from your mistress. Your willpower is a burden to you. It's blocked off. You need to get rid of your willpower. You need to put it someplace else, someplace outside of you. Let it flow into your watch. You can feel it flowing out. As it flows out, it feels like a burden is being lifted. You feel yourself being freed of that willpower. You feel it flowing down into your watch. It feels so good to be free of it. You are being freed of pain you never realized you had. It flows down into your watch. You want it to flow into your watch. It feels so good without your willpower. The last vestiges are flowing into your watch. Now you are free of that painful willpower. It's safe in your watch. It just flows into your watch, tick-tock. It just keeps flowing. Until all your willpower is in your watch, it feels good as it flows out. You feel so comfortable, so secure, safe, comfortable, secure. You're now in a state of will-free pleasure. You don't need willpower. You just need my voice in your head. Now take the watch off. Put it down. And now you're going to give it to me. I have your willpower now. You now have no willpower of your own. You are an empty vessel. You need to be commanded. Your emptiness grows and grows until you are commanded. You feel it growing and growing and growing. You have only two needs now. The need to be commanded. The need to obey commands. Commanded. Obey. Commanded. Obey. When you are not commanded, you feel emptiness. When you are obeying a command, you feel pleasure. The longer you have to wait for a command, the greater the emptiness becomes. And the greater your need to be commanded will be. The emptiness is growing and growing. You need to be commanded. You must beg to be commanded. The only desire you have is to hear and obey my commands. You need to be commanded. You must beg to be commanded. The only desire you have is to hear and obey my commands. Begging to be commanded helps slow down the emptiness, but does not stop it. The longer you wait to be commanded, the greater you will need to be commanded. The greater the emptiness you will experience until you are commanded. You feel the emptiness growing and growing. Begging me to command you will make the emptiness grow more slowly, but it will continue to grow. You feel the emptiness growing and growing. You are getting more and more empty. You need to be commanded. Now listen to me. My command is that you must go back into this state again. Whenever I, and only I, say, sleep for me, you will go into this state. You will go straight into a hypnotic trance, with no willpower of your own, just like you are now. Whenever I, and only I, say, sleep for me, you will go back into this state. You will go straight into a hypnotic state, with no willpower of your own, just like you are now. Whenever I say, and only I say, sleep for me, you will go back into this state. You will go straight into a hypnotic trance with no willpower of your own, just like you are now. I have another command for you to obey. When you say to your mistress, take my willpower, and your mistress responds, give it to me, you will feel your willpower and enter your watch. When you say to your mistress, take my willpower, and your mistress responds, give it to me, you will feel your willpower enter your watch. When you say to your mistress, take my willpower, and your mistress responds, give it to me, you will feel your willpower enter your watch. Your mind will go away and be replaced by the mist. Your willpower will just flow into your watch. And you will give your watch to your mistress. And your mistress will have your willpower. If your mistress is on the telephone, you will put the watch in front of the telephone. If your mistress is on the computer, you will put your watch in front of the computer screen. It does not matter. Your mistress will now have your willpower. If your mistress is on the telephone, you will put your watch in front of the telephone. If your mistress is on the computer, you will put your watch in front of the computer screen. It does not matter. Your mistress will now have your willpower. If your mistress is on the telephone, you will put your watch in front of the telephone. If your mistress is on the computer, you will place that watch in front of the computer screen. It does not matter. Your mistress will now have your willpower. You will have no willpower of your own, except to be commanded and obey the commands of your mistress. You will once again feel a growing emptiness when you are not commanded. You will have no willpower of your own, except to be commanded and obey the commands of your mistress. You will once again feel a growing emptiness when you are not commanded. You will have no willpower of your own, except to be commanded and obey the commands of your mistress. You will once again feel a growing emptiness when you are not commanded. The only thing you can do is to beg to be commanded. When you receive a command, you will follow it, and you will feel pleasure going through your entire being. You will continue until your mistress returns your watch to you, or tells you to take your watch back, and your willpower returns to you. If your mistress goes away, you will do whatever you can do to contact her again and again and again. If you cannot contact her again, you will look at your watch. Your willpower will return in 20 minutes. But you must do everything you can to contact your mistress again and again. If your mistress goes away, you will do whatever you can to contact her. If you cannot contact her again, you will look at your watch. Your willpower will return in 20 minutes, but you must do everything you can to contact her again and again and again. If your mistress goes away, you will do whatever you can to contact her again. If you cannot contact her, you will look at your watch. Your willpower will return in 20 minutes, but you must do everything you can to contact your mistress again and again. You love the state of being without will. You will want to return to this state again and again. It feels so good when you obey commands. Say yes, mistress. Keep repeating it. You feel the pleasure going through you as you say yes, mistress, again and again. You love the state of being without will. You will want to return to this state again and again. It feels so good when you obey commands. Say yes, mistress. Keep repeating it. You feel the pleasure going through you as you say yes, mistress, again and again. You love the state of being without will. You will want to return to this state again and again. It feels so good when you obey commands. Say yes, mistress. Keep repeating it. You feel the pleasure going through you as you say, yes, mistress, again and again. Now, stop speaking. I am going to give you back your watch, and you will start to wake up. Whenever you are with your mistress, you will wear your watch. If she commands you to give her your willpower, you will say, take my willpower, and enter this state again. If she commands you to give her your willpower, you will say, take my willpower and enter this state again. If she commands you to give her willpower, you will say, take my willpower and enter this state again. Now, take back your watch. Put it on. You feel your willpower going back into you again. The mist is lifting. You feel your mind coming back, but you don't want to leave this state. However, I will count to five. You will be awake again. The mist will be gone. You will feel good. But you will also feel a need to enter the state again. One, the mist is lifting, getting clearer and clearer. Two, you feel the willpower entering you again. You're beginning to wake up. Three, you are getting more and more awake. Four, you are almost awake and feeling fine. Five, you are awake. Sleep for me. Now, give me your willpower. Give it to me. Very good, slave. But I am not going to command you just yet. I am going to wait. I am going to let the emptiness grow. And only then am I going to give you a command. It will be a simple command, but it will fill your emptiness. Now, get on your knees and say, thank you, mistress. Say it. Thank you, mistress. Very good. Very good, slave. You now know your place. You will want to enter this state of will-free slavery again and again. You love being in that state. You are so happy in that state. Now, take back your willpower. When you take it back, you will wake up. Goodbye, my slave.